Welcome back to More Than Money on 770CHQR. Andrew Masson filling in for Dave Popowicz with me. I'm Faisal Carmelli. Andrew, on this segment, Dave and I normally talk about, you know, what our clients or, you know, listeners of this show talking to us about, what's been going on in their minds, and what's the biggest topics out there. And I want to share a bit of an aha moment that came to me this week, and I wanted your feedback. For those of you who don't know, Andrew Masson leads the financial planning and tax strategy for the Popowicz Carmelli Advisor Group, and his job is to actually crunch the numbers, understand and look at different scenarios, and really dig deep into ways that we can find solutions to people's retirement problems. And so Andrew on this show is the best person that I can think of that can have this conversation with me, because he's really in the field. You're not looking at from, you know, the sky view. You're in there.
Well, and it's never really a retirement problem. It's only retirement solutions, right? We have to consider different things all the time.
Yeah.
And I guess if I was to think about it right now, Faisal, and maybe I'm jumping ahead, but I think that one of the key things that I tend to see is there's a lot of people that come to retirement, especially now, being in Calgary, being in the oil patch, and now COVID on top of this, where people are getting laid off and they weren't not necessarily prepared for retirement.
Yes.
And they thought they had 5 or 10 years before then. But then again, I guess the bigger question is, what is preparedness? Because if you weren't prepared today, what would make you prepared tomorrow?
Great. Which kind of goes well with my story I want to share with you, Andrew. Earlier this week, a couple came to us looking for a second opinion. And what they wanted from us was a written financial plan. Now, our retirement plans take a very long time, in depth. You know, I'll use the number 20 hours of work per family to really get into the core of what their whole scenario and the options that are available to them.
Well, and that's just simply because there's a significant process that takes place.
Correct.
And what I mean by that is a financial plan by itself is just a piece of paper.
Thank you. And that's what this couple wanted. This couple wanted to get a piece of paper that says, are we going to be okay mathematically? And what this couple did is they went to another financial institution and asked for the same thing. And they came back with two documents, one from us, one from them. And I did this more of to try to understand what's going through their mind, because I don't think the piece of paper really means anything unless you have a strategy and approach around that, not just some number crunching. So let me give you the scenario. They've got a couple $1 million. They need a certain amount of income. It worked out that it was about a 4% rate of return on average they need for the rest of their lives to reach their goals.
Okay. Okay.
Both us and the other advisor at a different institution produced the same type of information.
Yep.
Right? Looked a little bit different. Aesthetically looked different.
Yes.
But the same general information. And so I said to them, so what are you looking for? You've got a document.